Hence the Mars watch. So this watch has been mechanically, the weights have been mechanically adjusted so that it runs more slowly, right? And we didn't start out, I got this watch in 2004 when Spirit and Opportunity, the rovers back then, we didn't start out thinking that we were going to need Mars watches, right? We thought, okay, we'll just have this, the time on our computers and it on the mission control screens, and that would be enough. Yeah, not so much. Because we weren't just working on Mars time. We were actually living on Mars time. And we got just instantaneously confused about what time it was. So you really needed something on your wrist to tell you, so you could, you know, like, okay, what time is it on the Earth? What time is it on Mars? And it wasn't just the time on Mars that was confusing. We also needed to be able to talk to each other about it. So a sol is a Martian day, again, 24 hours and 40 minutes. So when we're talking about something that's happening on the Earth, we will say today. So for Mars, we say to sol. Right? Yesterday became yester sol for Mars.